Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech chart in less than 2 minutes. The European Union states opened the way to competing technologies for internet-connected cars on Thursday, rejecting an European Commission push for a Wi-Fi-based standard backed by Volkswagen. The result represents a win for BMW and Qualcomm, which support a rival 5G telecom system. Germany, France, and Italy, with powerful car industries, were among the 21 countries to vote against the European Commission proposal at a Brussels meeting of European Union representatives, an EU official said. This contrasted with EU lawmakers in April, who endorsed the Wi-Fi plan over 5G technology. The auto and tech industries have been split over which technology works better and is safer. More companies are expected to use AI to manage their IT infrastructure. More data about networks and infrastructure, higher computing power, and more advanced algorithms have led the charge in so-called self-driving or self-healing IT. Some examples of companies using the technology include Adobe, which developed an AI program using open-source technology that automates core IT tasks so employees don't have to do them, and Hitachi Vantara, a subsidiary of Hitachi, which uses AI to self-correct airflow and temperatures in data centers. Jaguar confirms it's developing an all-electric version of the XJ sedan. It will manufacture at the Castle Bromwich, UK facility, which is undergoing modification to support the modular longitudinal architecture platform. MLA supports gas, electric, and hybrid vehicles. The company plans to offer electric versions of every model introduced from 2020 on. SpaceX wins launch contracts with Space Norway and the US Air Force. The Falcon 9 mission will carry two Inmarsat-operated satellites to provide data connectivity in the Arctic as part of the Norwegian Ministry of Defense initiative. It will also deploy communications payloads for the Air Force. This is SpaceX's sixth new launch contract of the year. Mozilla teases an ad-free $5 per month news site subscription service in partnership with multiple publishers. The company is serving users without disclosing details. In February, Mozilla announced it was working with new subscription startup Scroll. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.